An online exhibition launched this week allows you to hear sounds of people on the move, sounds of migration, of the journeys they've made, of the lives after they've arrived. It features over 100 sounds from countries around the world. Some have been recorded by migrants themselves. The exhibition is a joint venture by the University of Oxford and the Cities and Memory Project, founded by sound artist Stuart Foulkes.
The first of the sounds is what you might consider to be one of those more classic sounds of a journey of migration. So this is from a rescue ship called the Ocean Viking in the Mediterranean. So this sound is from a group of migrants who had just been rescued from a really overcrowded boat in the middle of the Mediterranean, hundreds of kilometers from land, no life jackets, no way of navigating, very little food and water, an engine that's close to failing. They'd been at sea for more than 24 hours. What happens when they come on board the ship? On the ship, they call this the golden hour, kind of colloquially. What happens is rescuees, they get the first rest they've had in a long time. They realize they're no longer physically in danger, and they spontaneously start to celebrate. They start to sing, they start to dance, they start to grab any musical instruments they can find that might come to hand. And there's just this joyous spirit of just celebration of being alive. It's not something that you really hear about when you hear stories of, you know, of rescue and of migration journeys like this. But that concept, that idea of just joy having been rescued, was really moving to me when I first heard this recording, and hopefully will have a similar effect on listeners too.
Where else do you take us sound-wise?
Well, I mean, it's not just about those kinds of classic sounds of migration. It's about migration being a facet of everyday life for, you know, for countless millions of people. So there are some sounds which are, I guess, domestic in nature. So the sound we can listen to now is of soup preparation. So, you know, if you listen to the sound on its own, you can hear a stirring. And you kind of think, well, what is this? But what's actually going on in this sound is a Turkish migrant who's living in Slovenia, and he's waiting for his visa to process. He's going through this Kafka-esque administrative process of waiting for this to go through. It's causing him a great deal of stress. He's sitting at home feeling kind of gloomy. So he starts making a traditional soup dish in order to feel closer to his parents, closer to his hometown, and to feel home again. This idea of cooking and of bringing something from home kind of into your daily life to ground you and center you and bring you back to things is a really important part of the project. There's actually quite a few examples of different people cooking different dishes and different meals, and the conversations that arise over mealtimes is a really important part of the migration experience.
From there, take us to Mexico, because there are some extraordinary sounds that you're about to put our way here, aren't there?
And the sound we're about to hear is one of my favourite recordings from the entire project. And this is the recording of, I think, hundreds of thousands of monarch butterflies migrating, which is a rare event, quite hard to record. And the story behind it is this is being recorded by someone who's moved from France to Latin America. And at the time of making this recording, they're thinking about the fact that they're actually going to be missing their grandmother's funeral. They're unable to make it, you know, across the seas to the ceremony and the family gathering. And at this point, they're thinking about the choices that they've made, you know, while these butterflies and migrating and flying around them. They're in awe of the process of nature, but at the same time, they're feeling guilt about being far away. They're feeling all sorts of complex emotions. So it's a beautiful recording with a really kind of complex story of what it is like to live far away from home. Every single sound in this project has also been reimagined and recomposed by an artist. So they've often created musical compositions off the back of some of these field recordings as well. So not only do you have the original sounds, you have these new beautiful musical compositions that have been made from the sounds, which kind of adds an even greater level of depth to what's already quite an extraordinary collection of sounds. And the hope is that it will allow people to listen differently to these stories of migration, and therefore to think differently about these stories too.
Stuart Foulkes, sound artist, field recordist behind that project. If you want to listen to more, incidentally, you can find the exhibition at citiesandmemories.com/migration. And it is a different way of trying to highlight what is such a difficult issue, isn't it?
It is. And actually, I think the key word here is humanise, because so often our debate about migration is dehumanising, that we don't think in terms of individuals or life stories or things like that. The other thing to be said, I think, is that actually anecdotes can often be so much more powerful than data. You know, we have so much data on, you know, numbers of migrants and economic impact of migration and things like that. But actually, all of that doesn't resonate as much as a few stories. So I think the sort of humanising impact of this is really interesting and really important.
And that first sound, particularly sounds of celebration in a situation where normally you'd expect to hear exactly the opposite.
Yeah, and I think,
telling,
you know,
I think.
There are so many horrible things going on in the world and so many people making dangerous journeys that I think the easy reaction is simply not to think about these people as human beings or think about their stories. And being forced to, I think, is no mean thing.